Hi, this is Funny Lady Life. This is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
We would like to share with you what we think was a funny situation with Larry's father.
Oh, yeah. What isn't funny with him?
That's true. Very, very true. Well, he needed a rug for his living room, and he had asked us if we would go with him. And he told us to go to this, like a carpet, I don't know, warehouse, I guess would you call it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd call it a Scooby-Doo's carpet sales or something.
Something weird. We should have known something when the big sign out front, 3 rooms for $99, right?
Yeah.
I had my suspicions.
That's a tip-off, yeah.
Yeah, I did. I wondered if, what are we getting ourselves into, you know? And I know your father's very conscientious about his money.
Yeah, a tad frugal, yeah.
Yeah, that's putting it nicely.
Conservative.
Right. So we walk in there, and they have rolls upon rolls upon rolls of carpets. And they only have part of the carpet open, like that you could see.
Oh, yeah. No need to see the rest of it. Just trust them. It's the honor system.
Right. So Larry's father was walking around. He says, oh, I found one. And why don't you explain what he chose?
Well, he found himself a hell of a deal on a rolled up green shaggy carpet that to me looked like it's, you know, straight out of somebody's Love Machine van from 1975.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that I saw it. I don't know about you.
Right. So I didn't want to make him feel bad, but I just simply said, Larry, his name is Larry too. I said, Larry, is this really something that you want for your living room? And I said, what about something like gray or tan, something a little more neutral, even a Berber? You know, Berber's nice, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He insisted. He had. And it was like a giant piece. What was it, like 20 by 20 or something? And what was it? It was like $300?
Berber's nice, but you're going to need bourbon to look at this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted them to open it up. To look at the whole thing. And the guy, who was very shifty.
Yeah, he's just reluctant.
No, no, no. He says, no, no, no. You don't have to open it. It's beautiful rug, beautiful rug.
No, no, it's good when you get it home, you'll see.
Right. We put in. So I turn my head. There's Larry's father. He's up at the front, and he's paying for it.
Had to have it, yeah.
Okay. So now both Larry and I are wondering, what in God's name is this going to look like? But, you know, it's his house. It's not ours. So, whatever. We just went with them. He wanted us to go together, blah, blah, blah. So, we go over to Larry's father's house after it was installed. And let me tell you, I was a little bit perturbed.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're not going to be using a vacuum on that thing. I think we're going to need the lawnmower for that because going to have to, like, I don't know, whack that shag down a little bit, about a half an inch.
I guess
he probably likes it because, you know, you don't see any dirt or nothing because
it
probably
gets food in there.
It gets all that. Oh, yeah. Like if you lost any of your M&Ms or something like that, forget it.
I don't always have M&Ms. I like M&Ms.
Well,
but
if they were the green ones, you'd be looking for 2 weeks for it.
You would. So he's so proud of it. What do you think of my new rug? And of course, I had to lie with my teeth. It's nice, Larry. It's nice.
As soon as we get the weed whacker and the bourbon.
Yeah. Did you see the stains? Oh, my God. So I couldn't help myself. And I said, maybe you have to get
bourbon?
No, a steam cleaner to clean them.
Weed whacker?
And he took offense. He took offense. So needless to say, I won't be going over there anytime soon, just to let you know. Okay, I don't even want to step on it with my shoes.
If he likes it, he likes it.
Yeah. Right.
Just wear your outdoor shoes.
We have to let people make their own decisions, and our standard is different than other people's standards, right?
Right, and no need to take your rain boots off when you visit.
No. So this is just something we went through and we just wanted to share it. So thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Live. Bye.
Bye-bye.